Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavari Paskajare Satarine Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gobhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. I would like to congratulate all of you for your sincere efforts in relationship to the chanting of the holy name. When we looked outside of our room, we saw that the atmosphere in this camp has really become almost like that of Mayapur. We always saw devotees chanting, absorbed in deep, in deep reflection. I would briefly like to summarize the teachings of the retreat to you, and then give you some ideas what you could do to take the retreat home, and afterwards His Holiness Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj will give his suggestions or advices and instructions to you, and then we will take our breakfast prasadam and again meet at 10 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, a relatively brief session starts. We expect to be finished by 12 o'clock. It's an important session because we are we will make a ceremony, a Sankalpa ceremony, which will build up a determination in our hearts to maintain our new insights. And then we will serve you a nice feast with very luxurious preparations. Then retreat part two starts, that is your application at home. So let us quickly go again through the Bhajan Rahasya Lotus. Just like a lotus, when it unfolds, has many, many secrets, or not secret, has different layers of petals. In the same way, this guidebook for Krishna conscious practice has different layers.
Lotus,
The center is the Hare Krishna mantra, which is arranged in 8 paths. Then, from there, expand the pastimes of the Lord. The idea is from Krishna's personal form. The holy name is identical with Krishna, and therefore he has different pastimes. Then it takes us to our own relationship to Krishna and the state of our consciousness, or let us say the state, the level of our advancement within that relationship. And then it takes us to verse meditations, which describe a little bit more about our Krishna conscious state. And at the end, or the beginning, as you would like to go. I have now gone from inside to the outside, but you can go from the outside to the inside also. Then you have a verse of Shikshastakam. Let us start from the verses of Shikshastakam now. Our spiritual journey is started at the level of faith, Shraddha, which is described in the first verse. We heard about the extraordinary results in chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, and this awakened our faith. The second verse has described to us why these results come about, that the mirror of our mind is cleansed and love of Godhead is awakened. Why? Because there is so much potency in the holy name. But we learned also of a problem in the second verse, that is that we lack attachment to the holy name. In the third verse, the medicine was given how to destroy what the obstacles in gaining attachments and how to gain attachment. We heard that we should practice the chanting in a certain inner mood. And that would free us from the obstacles which are anattas and aparatas. I request you to make a special note of text number 3 and review the notes which you have taken from the lectures from both of us. For your own practice of Krishna consciousness, verse 3 will most properly give the most relevant guidelines. When a person practices according to verse 3, he will come to the fourth chapter of Bhajan Rahasya, where the turning point in a devotee's life is described.
Постепенно он подходит к тому, что описано в четвертой главе Бхаджана Рахаси,
The turning point in our life is when we develop genuine ruchi or taste for the practices of Krishna consciousness and later for Krishna himself. Now this will happen if you practice according to text 3. In the 5th chapter of Bhajana Rahasya, which corresponded to our 5th day, it was an important realization was described. You may have faith in Krishna consciousness. You may also practice in a way which helps you to become free from anattas or inner obstacles. Yes, you may also even come to the level where you have some taste in Krishna conscious practices and in Krishna. But on your own, that means limited to your own abilities, you will never actually reach the Lord. Verse 5 describes that you need an investment from above. You need to this milost investment, this mercy investment is the Kripa Shakti or the king of all of Krishna's other energies. That's his mercy. Mercy is never earned, it is just given. All we can do is to show Krishna that we are really wanting it, that we are eager. I call this verse the drowning man verse. Just like a drowning man really needs help in order to be saved from the ocean who has overbearing powers, we need mercy of Krishna to be really saved from this material world. This was a little bit the outline what we where we philosophically went. It was our journey. During the workshops, it was very important for me to teach you a certain step-by-step process in chanting. If you take notes, now is a good time to take one last time notes. You start actually your chanting process by first of all being present to what you do. Sit properly, concentrate, and come in a prayerful mood. This was called the alignment of body, mind, and heart. Then we did some practices around these principles. I do these practices every day when I chant. I really make an effort to to, you know, collect myself and be present to my japa practice. Only yesterday I was so tired in my room that I, you know, was not so good. But I usually do this. I try to sit properly. I try to concentrate my mind on each of the sacred names. And I do this simple meditation where I understand I'm an eternal soul. Krishna is my beloved Lord, and I'm here in this world to re-establish my relationship. Remember, we did some things where we requested you to enter the Divine Presence by chanting to your most favorite deities, or the way you have you like Krishna's form from a picture. All these practices really were meant to teach us the three points. Be present. I think yesterday you could feel some moments when you were really present in the chanting. Remember, everything of you were there. You were singing with your heart and soul together with the other devotees. At some moments, I hope, your mind was not in Moscow, and you didn't think of worldly subjects. And do you remember how when you were focused like this, with your body, your mind, and your heart, how wonderful Krishna consciousness began to taste? This bringing everything together is called alignment. Or being present to what you do, not absent-minded. So in this way, we had a week of practice. And I request you to take the two essential elements which we had in this week home with you. Focus and energy. You will see, when you go home, now comes the bad news. There will be a knocking at your door. First you say, oh no, I won't open. No, no, no. No! Нет! And then you know you have to open the door. And it's your old habits. Your old thoughts. Your old life. All the things which you wanted to be free from when going to the japa retreat. What will you do now? Will you indulge again? Most probably some of the things we will do again. But I have good news for you. You can create a new center of habitual energy. I know it's a difficult word. A new center of habitual energy.
Новые привычки можно создать, в которых Влади будет энергию давать.
Можете создать новые привычки, в которых будет энергия, сила для наполнения.
Let me explain. Also, even our translator doesn't know really what it is. So,
so
once there was a drunkard. He was drinking every day. Then his doctor came to him one morning and said, if you continue even for one more week, your liver gets killed and you will die a death with excruciating pain. Stop drinking. So this drunkard, he was a rich man, put all his vodka bottles and whiskey and wine in the cellar. He locked he locked all these bottles in a room. And he gave the key to a servant. And he said, whatever happens, never give me the key. Then the rich man had a visitor. And he said to the servant, we have to serve the visitor some of that good French wine. And this went on for a couple of months. The rich man had visitors from political sections of society, and he would serve them, or would ask his servant to give them some wine. This rich man was in Russia, where, you know, you cannot do anything without contacts to politicians. Yes. So, after some time, he said to the servant, I can take care of my visitors. I'm now... In German language we say, I'm now dry. Do you also have this in Russian? Something like that. Give me the key. And whenever the man had a visitor, he himself went into the cellar and gave him the appropriate wine or whiskey or vodka, whatever was needed. After some time, the man decided, I'm now all right. I'm in control of my senses. Let me take the bottles into my living room so that I don't have to go all this way down to the cellar. I mean, I'm not a child. So from that time onwards, this man again developed He developed a creative idea. He thought, I don't want to be so impersonal. When a visitor comes, let me at least taste the wine in order to see if that wine is appropriate to his particular taste. He didn't drink the wine, he just kept it in his mouth and spit it out. Oh, the same he did with vodka and whiskey. Then after some time he thought, I have these visitors. I want to make a real relationship with them. I have to accept that type of nourishment that I offer them. Dine together, drink together. It's not about drinking, it's about relationship. I'm not attached to wine and whiskey and vodka any longer. I'm dry, super dry. So he started to drink again. And after 1 week he was dead. My dear devotees, this is a realistic story about your own lives. Maya will come again. Нет. Нет! Нет, 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 нет! Хорошо. I'm learning your language. Yes, I'm starting. Good. So, what is the problem in this story? The problem is there was only a nyet, not a da. You need a glowing yes. Glowing yes, huh? Glowing means full of an enthusiastic yes. And a yes which is backed up with determination and philosophical conviction. You need a new center of habitual energy. That means something you concentrate on, you focus on, a habit. A new habit. And you need to cultivate this new habit with a glowing yes. A yes which is supported by philosophical conviction and by practical experience. Then it is possible to gain a new life. From this glowing yes, this new center, your new life will grow. So my humble request and my urgent request and my begging request is this. Take this chanting home with you and practice it with the new insights which you have gained during this retreat. Make it like a hobby, like give it a good time during the day. And here I mean a time where you can be focused and where you can apply energy. And you will really notice how new energy comes from this practice. New strengths which you didn't have before will come. A new taste which was not so prominent will manifest. But you need to find a time where you can focus, where you can concentrate, and where you can invest your energy in chanting. And then you can greet your old habits with a smiling face at the door. They won't bring you in Maya. To some of them you might say, no thank you, I have something better now. And others you will spiritualize. But you need energy for this. And this energy only comes if you are prepared to give focus and energy to your practice. Yes. Please become very active in this. And I will now stop talking. We will request our Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj now to talk, but you will have to think a little bit about this focus and energy, because in the second part of our program, that's when we meet again at 10 o'clock, I will request you in a Vedic ceremony to think what you can change in your practice of chanting, or let us better say like this, what new habit you can take home in your practice.
Вам нужно будет подумать хорошенько по этим моментам, потому что во время санкалпы мы попросим вас задуматься еще глубже и решить, какие привычки, какие моменты, что почерпнуто из этого ретрита вы возьмете с собой и будете применять.
We are not in the same predicament as the drunkard.
Мы не в тех же условиях находимся, что и пьяница.
He didn't have the Hare Krishna mantra. And he didn't focus on the practice, and he was not on retreat. So let us now lovingly greet our Bhakti Vigyan Goswami Maharaj. Go, Premananda, go!
Namaste Sarasvati. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasudeva Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare
Excellent service.
Excellent.
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 Excellent. Excellent.
Прежде всего я хотел бы благодарить Всевышнего Господа за его неустанные усилия дать нам возможность должным образом практиковать сознание Кришны. Он говорил сейчас, что Крипа Шакти — это главная энергия Бога. И на самом деле Кришна проявляет эту энергию через свои взаимодействия. Говорится, что гуру или духовный учитель, который учит нас, как жить духовной жизнью, есть концентрированное проявление Крипа Шакти Кришны. Он есть не просто олицетворение, он есть концентрированная форма Крипа Шакти. Я уверен, заниматься какими-то другими делами.
Do some other things. Could be doing some other things. He has a lot of things to do, but instead of that, he put all the things away. He came here with only one desire to somehow help us in our spiritual life. And I ask you all to thank him from the depths of my heart. Actually, this gratitude will be profound if you do what he tells you to do. It was a trick. It was my trick. It's not enough to just chant Hari Bol. But our gratitude manifests in our accepting close to our heart what the person, the spiritual master, is telling us. He told us about miserable nature of our mind, the inertia which remains in our mind is very strong. This inertia is that the samskaras derived from Rajaguna and Tamaguna are still very strong. Those samskaras were not there. And during the whole week, with our collective efforts, we have been fighting with them. And after yesterday, 12 hours kirtan, they calmly went to sleep. But they will wake up.
Они не были уничтожены
полностью.
Йога
Сутра
says that
the old samskaras
могут уснуть
may fall asleep due to one's spiritual, due to one's yoga practice, but in the same way, any moment they may wake up. And of course, there are situations when one transcends this dangerous zone, when the samskaras burn, but this state comes after a long time. It's not coming soon. And for us, in order for us to reach that state, it should be clear for us that our old samskaras are still sleeping in our consciousness, like in that story about this Russian drunkard with the political connections.
Samskaras
are there and they're just waiting for the proper time to again sprout. like in the spring, the seeds which are there in the earth sprout because the proper conditions come. Therefore, it's very important to first make take care of the conditions, but even if the seeds sprout, we should work with them. We should practice how you're cultivating these sprouts when you take away all the different unwanted things. This is called sadhana. Sadhana means is that every day, consciously and conscientiously, I fight with my old habits, given derived from tama and rajaguna. And at the same time, practice should be followed with some detachment, but I am trying to feed the samskaras again. These two things should be there in my life always. I'm trying to wake up new habits by the means of sadhana, and I'm not giving. I'm restricting my old habits by detachment. This is what Krishna is saying, Vyasa and Vairagya. Vairagya means I'm not letting the old habits to sprout. I'm not making the circumstances in which I remember about them. The best thing what this drunkard could do, he could just get rid of all those bottles, but not keep them just in case in this cellar. And just in case, he had to just get rid of them. And these two things are very important. And we should remember about them, Abhyasa and Vairagya. Not let old things come back and to practice new things. This is very important. I started with Yoga Sutra, and I will finish Yoga Sutras also. I will end with Yoga Sutras to somehow make this circle complete. So Patanjali Muni is explaining what practice is. To take your retreat home means to keep this practice, and he's giving the definition.
Татрастхито япна бьяс.
Practice means tatrasthito yatna. Yatna means endeavors. Tatrasthito, the endeavors to bring your mind in the consciousness, in the state that you want it to be, or in the concentrated state. Tatrasthito yatna abhyas. It's a very simple definition, but the point is that one has to do, to apply conscious endeavors. This is the key word here, yatna. Yatna means conscious endeavors by taking our mind back to the state. What happens during this retreat, we create certain atmosphere in which it's quite easy for us to keep mind in this state. What happens at our home, we come back to the circumstances, to the conditions, to the surroundings where it's easy and simple to and natural to live according to old habits. And our endeavors that we'll have to apply in order to bring our mind back to this state gained here, to the same gain that we gained here, there should be a higher, bigger endeavor. The retreat is, in a sense, an artificial thing, because one is taken away from his ordinary situation, one is more or less artificially cutting all his ordinary things in order to get some new experience. But for this new experience to actually give some value to us, we have to later endeavor more, apply more endeavors. Everything that is easy and natural happening here, at home we will have to fight with serious obstacles for the same. Therefore, basically, quite often we remain, we stay at the same place where we are. Therefore, it's very difficult to take retreat home. Better it's, it never ends. Unfortunately, for most of us, this is not possible. Therefore, we should be sure that the endeavors that I'm going to apply are to be serious. Srila Vyasadeva comments this sutra and explains what the endeavors are. He says endeavors which should be applied in our practice are the two essential components of practice of endeavors are virya, and virya means energy that we apply. That means that we should tune ourselves that a part of our mental energy, and all the energy is there in my mind, so I should apply this to my practice. When we, when Satchinanda Maharaj said that every day he is training, practicing this, this is what we're talking about, that we are taking a part of my mental energy and I apply it in this practice. The problem of people of Kali Yuga is that we're all lazy. As a result, we are mandabhagya. Mandabhagya means we are unfortunate.
It
means that we never meet fortune. And fortune is a spiritual life. You have always to struggle with this lazy mind. And the first thing Srila Vyasadeva is saying, what is the substance of endeavors is virya. I take this energy and I apply it, invest it. I'm not lazy because I know that eventually it will give me more energy. And the second thing is utsaha.
Utsaha
means enthusiasm.
Utsaha значит, что я.
Utsaha means that I am trying to see the goal. Because goal is actually the source of real enthusiasm for me. On one hand, we are lazy. And partially this laziness is a manifestation of our tamasic, rajasic mind, but it comes from not seeing the goal. Because we have enthusiasm, like when people play football, they are really enthusiastic. Why? They are running like madmen because they have a goal. The goal is called goal. Russian word goal is also coming from English word goal, which is goal.
And
they can clearly see the goal. Therefore, they have enthusiasm. Therefore, they are running like madmen. In order to get that goal. And it's very important for us to always keep focused on this goal. Basically, I'm just saying what Śrīla Mahārāja told us in the very beginning, and he was reminding that to us during the retreat, and he reminded that to us now. Enthusiasm is derived from concentration. Concentration means clear vision of the goal, clear perspective of the goal. Endeavors are endeavors that I'm supposed to invest. This is the energy that I'm investing in my practice. And when these two things are there, then the practice is called practice. Without that, there is no practice. If we say that we are doing sadhana, sadhana means these two things. If these two things are not there, this is not sadhana, this is just imitation of sadhana. This is a shadow of sadhana. This is just losing your time. Because our activities, our time that we are spending for all that will not give us anything. Will not bring us to the goal. We will not be moving towards the goal. Therefore, it's so important to always remember these two things. In order for our sadhana to be sadhana, I have to remember about the goal. What is the goal of our sadhana? Love of God. Bhava. Does anybody want love? Thank you for inspiring me. And for that, we definitely need to apply energy every day. Invest this energy, this vidya. Of course, another important thing for these two components to be in our life constantly, we need association with devotees. We need to read Śrīla Prabhupāda's books, which are the unlimited source of inspiration, if we read them. Because it's not enough to just put them on the shelf. They will inspire you, but not that much. So association with devotees, serving devotees, they will be definitely the source of this strength. In the very beginning, I told you that strength is coming from Shraddha. First Shraddha comes, and then Virya. And Shraddha is derived from association. Shraddha is coming from our mind being contacted with other devotees, with the transcendental sound in the forms of Prabhupada's words. Shraddha is coming from that. Bad association or satsang will destroy our faith. Unwanted association. Most of all, we should be afraid of this in our life, of a satsang which is destroying our faith. And if we have this satsanga, it may be in our mind, with other people, but it may also be in the society of devotees. There are people who have left their faith, but they remain in the society of devotees in order to just destroy others' faith. These are the terrorist devotees. They are trying to destroy faith of others by offenses. The only thing that destroys our faith, the faith is transcendental. It came, descended from the spiritual world to save us. Faith is the manifestation of Krishna's mercy through his devotees. But we may destroy it. Faith may be destroyed as the by the offenses, especially when we hear offenses about this, to the spiritual master or to the exalted devotees, Srila Prabhupada, and other, you know, in different situations. Therefore, for us to have energy to go on with our sadhana, we should keep our faith. In order to keep our faith, we have to be very discriminate, and very particular, and very intelligent in choosing our relationships, association. We should be very choosy in whom we associate with, and we should associate with those who actually do strengthen our faith. And in this way, it gives us energy to go on with our spiritual way. And not associate with those. Only associate with them on a distance, from distance, with those who cannot help us on the spiritual way. Well, this is basically the few words, instructions that I wanted to tell you, so that you be able to get success in your spiritual path, and so that this retreat remains with you all the time. Does anybody want this state of consciousness be with you? It's simple. It's easy. Thank you.
O'clock. I request you to immediately after the announcement empty the room and then return at 10 o'clock. We will arrange everything for the drama. There will be a drama, and therefore no one can enter the room, but at 10 o'clock is the opening of the gates, and then you can all find your place. And the Russian best theater man from Russia, Svasti, will perform.
Представление, где будет играть участник, один из самых известных российских эстрадных актеров, Спастикова.
And then we have an exercise and a ceremony.
Потом у нас будет некоторое еще занятие, упражнение и будет церемония.
So have a nourishing prasadam.
Итак, приятного вам аппетита.
And be here at 10 o'clock. You wouldn't like to miss the drama.
I'm so fortunate I won't be for the ceremony because I have to leave. So
I will have to leave you.
So
thank you.